Blog Talk Radio. Manifesting into Tomorrow.
Yes, that's what we're doing. The God that I serve, be willing, and not to impose myself on you, because I believe there's one universal God, regardless of what you may call him, be it Buddha or Messiah or Allah. I call him Jesus. And by his grace, I'm stepping into tomorrow. Welcome to another edition of Progressive News Weekly. My name is Daryl Clark, and yes, you're at the right place at the right time. And I just want to take a moment to just say thank you. Thank you for taking the time out to, tune in and spend a few moments with me here on Progressive News Weekly, where week in and week out, we bring you news and information that's gathered from oh, so many various parts of the universe, most typically within our continental United States. And occasionally we do cross the borders. And week in and week out, we bring you news we like to say that is for you, by you, and of you. It's news that you can use. It's intended to inspire and encourage and, well, of course, empower and hopefully to move you, because, you know, this is about action, A-C-T-I-O-N, to move you to make a difference. That's the goal. That is our overarching goal. So you hopefully leave at the end of our programming with what I like to call a deliverable, something that you can walk away with and use to make a difference. So today is no exception, and I'm so pleased when I have days like this. You know, there's a song, Mama said there'd be days like this, there'd be days like this, Mama said. Oh, I'm on a roll today, the energies are flowing. Must be something to do with my birthday energy. It's tomorrow, folks. Wish me a happy birthday. Call in, say something, let me know you're out there. That song. Wait a minute, was it somebody texting me already? Let me turn down the phone. Sorry about that, a little unprofessional, but this is live, like we like to say, keeping it live. Okay? So that song, Mama said there'd be days like this, there'd be days like this, Mama said. The connotation was a little bit negative, but, you know, we like to put a positive spin. That's the only spin you'll get here at Progressive News Weekly, because we certainly don't do political or business interest, and you get no spin there. We bring it from the hip. There was a saying that used to go around, straight, no chaser. We know we're not adding or taking away. We're bringing it to you, all the way live. And the and or guest that we have on our programming is just that. It's about substance, folks. And with that said, I thank you. Because when I say news for you, by you, and of you, that is literal. And I literally mean thank you for bringing those topics and or guests. Drop me an email, Daryl, D-A-R-R-Y-L, _ C-L-A, 18, at msn.com. And let me know what's going on, as Marvin would say, Marvin Gaye. What's going on? What's happening out there that's not hitting the mainstream? And if you've got somebody that can talk about it with some sense of truth, knowledge, and authority, all the better. So, that said, our first guest is a returning guest, a friend, colleague, and I like to say mentor of mine, truly a benevolent person. She does work in the community. She has walked the talk, and she pulls no punches, and I love her for that. So, for those of you on the mail list, you know what our lineup is. We have Miss Stephanie DeJeunesse, who's going to start out for a moment, and then we have Dr. Glenn Mendoza, who's going to be joining us right after. Somewhat brief segment, Miss DeJeunesse, has a very busy schedule as she is going to talk a little bit about her latest project. So let's get right into it. And by the way, if you have a project locally, because I love the fact that we are nationally aired. So our folks down in Texas, out in California, out in St. Louis and Memphis and Georgia and Michigan, Ohio, New York, of course, Pennsylvania, and all whereabouts. And I know I left some folks out. Don't be saying, well, how come you didn't? How come you didn't say Arkansas? I listen in. How come you didn't say Vegas, Daryl? I just listen, folks. I'm sorry. I missed it. But I love you all. Let me know if you got something going on in your neighborhood so we can put it out here. Tell your folks to call in, and y'all can do a little subset here. This is an opportunity. We have media. Now, Ms. Stephanie Desjardins, are you there?
Yes, I am. Happy birthday, Daryl. My goodness, I didn't realize your birthday was tomorrow. So I hope it's a great one.
Yeah, thank you so much. I'm going to take a little bit of time off. I'm going to have to go in the morning and do some work. But, you know, hopefully I'll be able to take a little bit of time off in the afternoon and just kind of smell the roses, as they say. You know, sometimes you don't have to do a whole lot, but just take a real break. Dr. Mendoza is going to talk about that a little bit later. Sometimes we just really need to slow down.
Oh, absolutely.
So that's what I'm hoping to do. That's what I'm hoping to do. And you and I talk about that. So my friend, as I mentioned, and I believe you were probably in studio listening about some of the things I said, I try not to put you out there too much, but I've got to at least give you, some accolades just because of what I know. And I always believe the truth is the light. And if you don't speak it, it goes unspoken. So I appreciate you for all that you do. Stephanie, you're doing so much. So tell us about some of the things that you have going on now. I'm going to just hand the mic over to you. We've got about 10 minutes or so. So I'm going to hand the mic over to you. And if you want to just share some goodwill with the listeners in terms of where you are, we're a week into the month of summer. So drop some golden nuggets for us. And then if you would, share some of the things that you're specifically doing.
Well, I thank you always for the opportunity to be on the show. And, you know, my heart right now goes out to students that are at risk. And I know that a lot of times people hate that term, at risk. They think there's a negative connotation. But we really do have to look at reality as well. You know, I have a son that will be 25 in October, and quite honestly, all we have to do is look at what's happening in the news regarding African-American males from about the time that they are 12 to maybe 30 years old. He's been driving with a broken taillight. And that makes my heart unsettled as a mother. That ought not to be. So there is reality, and then there's what we can do to make sure that we're really doing everything that we possibly can. Many of our young people, the educational system has its issues. It's fraught with all sorts of problems. And so we have high school seniors, we have college students who may be underprepared for the educational experience that they are trying to be engaged in. Many have to take remedial classes and the like. And it seems like they're on a treadmill just to keep up with so many other students who have the power of privilege behind them. So, you know, rather than lamenting and, oh, you know, what will our students do, there are specific things that as an educator you can do. If you're in your own classroom, obviously, you know, the New Jersey state learning standards for students are going to be important for you and the curriculum that your school utilizes. But people like myself, who are community stakeholders, people who may be retired or semi-retired, we can augment the efforts of educators in the school. And that's what I try to do through consulting work. So I design and develop workshops that are very practical in nature. One such workshop is Keys to Success, and I teach that particular workshop to seniors so that it can prepare them for scholarship applications, for internships, for trying to get jobs, because many of our young people don't really know the ropes and they can't put their best foot forward when it comes to those kinds of activities. I do other sorts of workshops. Of course, you know the work that I do with grandparents. But whether it's workshops designed for teachers or students or parents or grandparents, there are ways to really help people improve their personal effectiveness, you know, give them knowledge and skills that will not only inform them, but also inspire them, and that's really to take the positive action that they need to make themselves better or their community better. So my organization, which is a nonprofit, has been heavily involved over the last few weeks in vetting students for scholarships. And, you know, you can give out scholarships, but you also have to replenish the coffers. So this weekend, on Saturday, as a matter of fact, I'll be having an event called Legacy Still Lives On. And that is really to talk just a bit about the school that we used to have. But like I said, who was on your show last weekend on the Frontiers panel, if you dwell too long in the past, you kidnap your future. We're not here to talk about the school that we had for 7 years. You know, just a little backward glance, but a forward stride, and discuss, you know, what work we're doing now to support students and to raise some money so that this time next year we can support some additional students. So that's really a big aspect of what I am into now, and that is trying to beef up the coffers so that the many students who are vulnerable and underserved and quite honestly truly at risk can have the financial support that they need to move forward to higher education.
So now what is the name of it? And Les, I want to talk a little bit about that.
It's called the Legacy. The name of the event is actually The Legacy Still Lives On. We are going to talk a little bit about the legacy of our Christian school that we had in the Plainfield area from 2006 to 2013, because some of those very students are now in college. Some have graduated from college, and though our school is closed, we have followed up with them. You know, we know where many of them are attending school, and support isn't always in money. Oftentimes, it's in networking opportunities and mentoring and internships and other things of that nature that can be helpful to students. And so it's an event where people can come and meet other people. They can find out how they can get involved in financially supporting students or possibly getting involved with students in other ways. The event is going to be from 2 to 5. At Crescent Avenue Presbyterian Church, which is 716 Watchung Avenue, basically at the corner, large stone church at the corner of East 7th in the assembly room. And at that time, I will also be selling my book, which is the revised edition of What God Can Do with a Slice of Bread and a Teaspoon of Peanut Butter. And it talks about how we started our school from really only $250. So it's quite a story of faith and how you can make a difference where you are doing what you can do. And the proceeds from the book help to support our scholarship efforts as well.
Oh, that's wonderful. Is there an entry fee?
No, there is no entry fee, but plenty of donating opportunities for people once they get there. We are going to have a couple of raffles. I will raffle off a free book. My husband, who's a professional artist, has been kind enough to donate two works of art, one that we'll do a silent auction for and another one that we'll raffle off. So somebody could actually get a great piece of art for as little as $5. The book is $20. So there are a lot of giving opportunities from modest amounts to support the scholarship effort to those who might be better financially endowed to support at higher levels. But, you know, we're just excited to meet and greet people, so there's no need to, to spend money, because oftentimes your time is critical. We are looking for people now to join our organization. We'll be talking about that as well. So talent and treasure, as well as time, is great for the work that we're doing in the community.
This is something that I think folks are going to want to come out for. And I'm going to encourage you to not make this a one-time event, because I know that this is a network opportunity, and I've seen some of the networking opportunities that you have brought into the community in the past, and they've all been so fruitful. You know, folks, it's so important that we empower ourselves. There's something called germination of wealth and germination of progress. And it's when I speak of germination, I'm thinking in terms of like a grass seed. Because, you see, a grass seed can produce thousands of grass seeds over a period of time. So when you go out, and it's so important, and you go not knowing what you're going to hear and who you're going to meet. I love networking sessions. I've never, let me think about it, because I want to be absolutely as much as possible truthful with this statement I'm about to make. Because never is a big word. I'm going to go ahead with it. I've never gone to a networking session and blessed where I didn't meet someone who I felt enhanced my life. And I may not have ever talked to them again, but if nothing else, then through good, productive conversation. It's important. And so, Stephanie, I know you've been engaged in producing numerous. And I'm going to encourage you. I think that might be one of your niches, Ms. Stephanie.
I do love to get people together. But there may be, as you said, your listeners that are not in the Plainfield area. And actually, in New Covenant Christian Association, Inc.'s newsletter, we had an article that said, can't be there, show you care. They actually can go on our website, which is www.nccainc.org. So it's nccainc.org. That's our website, and they can purchase my book there. They could make a donation and, of course, find out more about what our association is involved with. So, you know, we as individuals, we should be thinking about, well, okay, how can I bloom where I'm planted? You know, for the last few months, I would say about a year or more, it's been a bit hard for our organization to move forward maybe as far or as fast as we've wanted to, because I've been primary caregiver for my husband as he's recovered from a heart transplant. But you do what you can do. You know, you don't stop totally. You put one foot in front of the other. And I don't think any member of the listening audience should feel that there is nothing, you know, that's so small that it's not going to count in this life, in some other human beings. Betterment if they really put their mind to it. I think that's really the message I'd like to leave with people. You know, if everybody would do some, it won't be so hard on some. And we can all do something. And I think that's really the bottom line.
Wow. That is profound. That is nothing too small. I'm going to ask you to reiterate that statement. As you said, that's one of those bottom line statements.
I want to give credit where credit is due. We had a former board member, Pamela Banks Johnson, and you know, sometimes we would say, "Oh, we need this or we need that," and Pam would just be very straightforward. She said, "Listen, if everyone will do some, it won't be so hard on some. And we know we can all do something. And that's really what I would encourage the listeners to do. Move forward doing what they can with whoever they need to pair or partner up with, even if it's to make a difference in one person's life. It's when we constantly wait, oh, if I only had more time, if I only had more money, if I only had more people to work with. No, just get to step in, you know, and move forward with, you know, with who you have, doing what you can do, and you make a difference. I mean, I think that's just the way that we were designed to be, to just move forward, not constantly, you know, be in reverse.
I love that. What I'm hearing you say is we can all contribute in different
Absolutely.
Facets and in different levels, but everyone can contribute, and we shouldn't get caught up on how much, when, or how, but we should be thinking that we are. I'm getting a message here, and that's a beautiful thought. That's that menagerie of the universe that has us all uniquely linked, because we all have that something, and that's what I think we search for in our soul. What is that something? But we have to make an attempt to get engaged. And that's
Absolutely.
Why I mentioned that piece about the networking that you do so well. Let me reiterate, we have callers calling in. I see the lines are starting to blow up. We're talking.
They must be wanting to wish you a happy birthday, Daryl. They're all calling. They're all calling
you know
to
that,
make sure that you have a happy day tomorrow.
Yes, I don't believe you did that. Yes, I do. That's very kind, but I think that maybe they're calling because they wanted to try to catch Miss Stephanie Desjeunesse. That's why I think that these folks are calling in, and I think that the energy of the universe. I think the energy of the universe may have just drawn them in because they wanted to know, and they went to their email and they were just saying, you know, this Stephanie Desjeunesse, she's been on before. I know she's an educator, and she's a co-founder of that wonderful New Covenant Christian Academy, and she still speaks of so highly. And she's been such a motivational speaker, so I can see why she's a motivational speaker and community advocate and author. And I can't wait to get my hands on that new book, What God Can Do with a Slice of Bread and a Teaspoon of Peanut Butter. And I wonder how I can get it. Well, for those that just came on, you want to go to the website. The website is NCCA, that's New Christian Covenant Academy, INC, Inc. So it's
www.nc.org.
www.nccainc.org. And you can get information on the book as well as some of the projects that Ms. Stephanie Desjeunesse is involved in. And she is involved in several. And I'm sure she's open for ideas and partnerships as well, because she's a very progressive individual in the community making a difference. And that's what she was just speaking on, because I asked her to give us a couple of golden nuggets of wellness. And she just said, Daryl, I would just say we can all do something. That's the key. Don't do nothing. Do something.
Right.
And so we appreciate you, Anthony. We really do. That's tomorrow. You're having an event. At the
Saturday, actually. Saturday the 30th.
Oh, tomorrow is, yes, my mistake. It's Friday. I'm already pushing into Saturday. Tomorrow
Saturday,
June the 30th, from 2 to 5 at Crescent Presbyterian Church.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Crescent Avenue Presbyterian Church. That's in Plainfield, New Jersey, 716 Watchung Avenue. And it's titled, The Legacy Still Lives On. I love that, because we all have a legacy. And so everyone can tie into that energy. And that's a great segue for our next guest, who is in the studio waiting, because as I've learned so much from Dr. Glenn Mendoza, he speaks of this one statement that I love. Everything is energy, and energy is everything. The question is, are you within a positive, a loving energy? Stephanie, you're just about love. We love you. We thank you for all that you do.
And we appreciate
you. And thank
you
for having me on, Daryl. I really appreciate it. And again, I say have a happy birthday tomorrow. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay. Well, that was a nice treat. And so we're going to go right into phase two. We have Dr. Glenn Mendoza. And see, the lines are just blowing up for Dr. Mendoza here. And Dr. Mendoza, as if you don't know, most of our listeners do, I see the lines are blowing up, is a medical doctor. He's a pranic healer. He's an author. He's a meditation expert. He is a humanitarian above all. And his goal is just to make a good difference in the world. And so without further ado, because I know that he has an engagement tonight. In fact, he has his full moon meditation that he's been doing, and I'll let him talk a little bit about that for so many years. Dr. Mendoza, welcome to another edition of Progressive News Weekly.
Hey, Daryl, how are you? I'd like to, she ended it with a happy birthday. I'd like to start my invitation for a happy birthday for you tomorrow. Yes, Mr. Cancer. I remember that when we met a couple of years ago, and you're right, I have not forgotten since we talk about astrology and other things. I didn't forget that you were Cancer.
Well, it's been a few years, and they've been nothing but pleasant. I know you said a couple. If I look back in my coffers in terms of my timelines and the programs you've been on, we're beyond 5 years. Therefore, we're approaching a decade. And I know time goes fast when you're having fun. That's from my perspective. And I so appreciate you, Dr. Mendoza. I've learned so much from you. Dr. Mendoza, getting right into the interview, because I know tonight you have a special service that you do, and I'm going to ask you to talk about it a little bit. But every week we do have new listeners, and I'm so pleased and honored to have new listeners. And I just ask them that they would please share if they find it not robbery to take time out and tune in. They must find some value, I hope, in listening. Why not share it? Because I'm truly about love. That's my goal. And love is one of those things you can just give it away and still keep it. So share some of the love and share with your loved ones and colleagues and family. Progressive News Weekly on Thursday evenings at 6:30 or thereabout. And where we bring you news and information that's really intended to enhance your life and your loved ones' lives. And with that, Dr. Mendoza is here tonight, which is truly an opportunity. He's a pranic healer. I'm just going to ask you, Dr. Mendoza, if you would just share what that is. There are only a few in the world who are master pranic healers. So could you take 30 seconds to a minute and a half to just give us a highlight of that? And one in the weeks ahead, one time I'd like you to spend a little bit more time about pranic healing. But right now, if you could just give a high level of what it is, because I know folks ask me, I see you had the pranic healer on. Now what is that again, Daryl? But I explain it, but no one can like you.
Can I understand? Yeah, pranic healing is actually currently the fastest growing complementary therapy using energy in the whole world. I say that honestly because pranic healing is active in over 120 countries. We have different people practicing this healing modality. They could be physicians, they could be lawyers, they could be housewives, they could be students. So pranic healing utilizes actually energy in healing. It's a new paradigm that people are using, although integrative medicine is aware of the use of energy healing. In short, I'll try to use that 30 seconds. In one aspect of natural healing, in the spectrum of healing, you have the physical healing, which is on one spectrum, and on the other spectrum is actually energy healing. So the physicians will take care of the physical body while the energy healers or pranic healers will take care of the energy body. Each one of us will have an energy body, and usually disease, it is believed, usually will manifest first in the energy body before it physicalizes. So by and large, we have a lot of pranic healers already in different religion, different philosophies, different cultures, and different belief systems.
Wow, you said that from some of the research that's gone out and come back, that it's becoming fastly determined, or it has been determined, that a significant number, if not most, disorders, or what we like to call dis-ease, begins with the energy side of the spectrum of healing versus the physical side. Is that what I heard you say, Dr. Mendoza?
Yes. You understand it's a little bit more deeper than that, but usually energy, let's go back in practical terms. Say, for example, a person who has, let's say, a liver problem. Let's put a diagnosis like the person has been diagnosed to have cirrhosis. So if you have to look at further, when you look back, why is the person having cirrhosis? And probably liver cirrhosis, and probably the person has been drinking, or lifestyle has not been good, or there's an infection process, possible that the person is living a stressful life, probably has been having day in, day out stress, not only emotionally, but psychologically. So if you have to go back over time, these are energies. So a person could actually be having some stress energy, which could cause ultimately the physicalization of the disease. But there's a technique in pranic healing wherein you use your hand to scan the intensity and to scan the quality of a certain part of the body, wherein sometimes you will see some congestion even though the person has not physically expressed it yet. So those are things that are techniques that we teach in the workshops.
Wow. So is it your understanding and from experience a belief that if that individual has already manifested a disorder or disease, whether, as you said, it's cirrhosis of the liver or COPD or diabetes or some other disorder, disease, that this energy approach can reverse a imbalance? I like to call it imbalance versus a disease, but, you know, is there been some insight as to the effectiveness of the technique being able to reverse those diseases or imbalances or heal?
Healing. There are several, or it's multifactorial, you know, to say, I am a physician, to say that we could just reverse it is probably too strong a word, because there are a lot of factors involved. But make it simple, a person who is healthy, that means energy is moving into the whole part of the body. We are healthy because energy is freely flowing. Say, for example, a person who has knee injury or knee problems, the energy on the knee is not flowing. So using energy techniques, basically pranic healing is acupunct needles. So using energy techniques to make the energy flow promote health and well-being, that is the simplest way of using energy in disease or in preventive approach.
So I'm not sure I understood the answer.
Look at it this way. Remember, we talk about manifestation. So a person who's healthy, that means if you're healthy, that means energy is moving. Energy is flowing. Everything is just flowing. When a person has a condition, energy is not flowing. Let's even put it in an emotional basis. If a person is stressed, a person is in grief, a person is in severe anxiety or panic attacks, the energy is not flowing. So we have to, a person feels this disease, this disparity. There are several ways to do it. We have the medical approach, and we have this complementary therapy wherein you could use energy to clear out this obstructing energy part in the body. We have a physical body. We have what they call emotional body. The emotional body is that part of our body wherein it can feel. We have the mental body wherein that part of our body can think. So all of this, there should be an integrative approach. All of this are connected, and all of this should be freely flowing. You could extend that to even the family. A person whose the family is energy is flowing in the family. There is harmony. There is understanding. There is communication. So energy is flowing. When a family are not talking to each other, if there is enviousness, jealousy, anger, the energy of the family is not moving. So that's just the simplest way of saying that energy has to flow for it to be positive and to have the other things that are important for health and well-being.
I understand. Yes, it makes way. It makes a pathway for wellness to occur, as opposed to a blockage. That's how I would term that. So I just wanted to give a high level for the new listeners and those in the archives that are listening to understand, because of course before you leave us in the next few minutes. I'm going to ask you, of course, to give your REIT information. In fact, why don't we just take a brief right now? If someone wants to get more information about the Pranic Healing and what you do and your projects, what's the best way for them to get information, Dr. Mendoza, Master Glenn?
We have a center. It's the Center for Pranic Healing, which actually oversees. We have two organizations in the United States. The Center for Pranic Healing oversees the Pranic Healing operations in the East Coast. So we have a website. It's Pranic Healing, P as in Paul, R-A-N-I-C, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, USA.com. It's Pranic, P-R-A-N-I-C, not panic. So you might have a problem there. Just kidding. It's Pranic means, but the stems from the word prana or energy. So if you have any questions, we have a website that gives you our activities. It gives you also our workshops and things that we do.
Well, that's excellent. I want to talk transition into speaking of energy, some other aspects of wellness that and balance that are somewhat non-traditional, although I think they're very popular, and that is meditation. I've been to your meditation sessions, and prior to that, I've taken numerous meditation training and transcendental meditation when I was in college, which first interested me in meditation. And so I'm very interested, and that is one of the things that drew me to you. And boy, it just took me exponentially to another level since I've been, you know, in acquaintance with you and learning under you, Master Glenn. Thank you. I just want to take a moment to say for that and all that you do for others. So
in that reading and awareness, I've come to understand, and you can elaborate if you would, that meditation is now becoming more widely accepted as one of the best best modalities, if you will, or best activities that you can do, right up there with exercise. I mean, it's you can go in the supermarket and Life magazine has a whole magazine on meditation. Or I mean, it's just, it's acknowledged now. I get pretty much daily feeds from various institutions, New England Journal of Medicine, Harvard Review, and so forth. I mean, these are in some of the major mainstream institutions now that are saying, okay, we have to admit we've done some research. Meditation has been proven. Can you share a little bit about that? And I'm saying that because especially in some of the religious circles, there are some that will say, oh, that's that voodoo, that's that, you know, sacrilegious stuff you're talking. I don't do meditation, Daryl. I've had, you know, associates mention that, and I've had to try to break it down for them. Can you just give us a little highlight about that in contrary and contrast to what some others are afraid of and think in terms of meditation, even though it's now mainstream accepted?
Yeah, I think people have a old ancient knowledge. Even when I was young, I thought that the only person who could, when you say meditation, I imagine a Buddhist monk meditating. So it didn't matter, you know, meditating in a cave, meditating in a temple. So, by and large, we realized was that So by and large we look at meditation as you pray to God, and when you meditate you listen to God. I think that's a simple way of expressing it. And what happened now, it's a science now. They said almost about 50 million or even 50 to 70 million of Americans are meditating or had meditated. If I guide a group, I was in Ecuador 2 weeks ago guiding some doctors into meditation, and I asked them who meditated, almost 90% of them have meditated in some form. So by and large, meditation has grown already. Our consciousness, it doesn't have to be you don't have to be a Buddhist, you don't have to be a Tibetan, you don't have to be a religious person. You could just be a spiritual person and meditate. So the science of meditation has actually have grown. In fact, we have done studies on meditation looking at brain waves. And doing the meditation usually will not only, before people think that they have an alpha wave or a theta wave, now new studies have shown that we have what they call the gamma waves. The gamma waves, that's why even artists and athletes are meditating, because when you have a lot of gamma waves, you are in the zone. If you are in the zone, what does that mean? That means a person's skills usually match a person's performance. So in the World Cup, right now in soccer, some good players have their certain football skills, and when they match their performance, they're in the zone. A person who is performing in a violin concert or in the top performers like Yo-Yo Ma in cello, when the skills and the performance match each other, they are in the zone. So those are basically things that are an offshoot of meditation. Our meditation, you see there are a lot of studies that are done rightfully for the Buddhist and the Tibetan monks or Celestine nuns, because they have for some reasons, they have been meditating 8 to 10 hours a day. Or you could call it, for the nuns, they don't call it meditation. They call it contemplation. So by and large, this offshoot of meditation have spread throughout the whole world already. And I think it's not only practice in religious, but actually if one goes wants to have a spiritual background, they could meditate. I hope that's not too mouthful there, but that's basically...
No, that's very helpful. You just elaborated on what I'm saying. This is not something that is practiced by a select few who are in some type of a cult. This is widespread. Some of the major doctors, you know, in the world are utilizing it and recommending it for patients. So for those of you who are naysayers, I think it's time for some education. I don't encourage anyone to just blindly follow, but I think it's time to at least get educated as to this opportunity to utilize a technique that could bring some balance to your life. Dr. Mendoza, let's go into
yes.
If we can you talk about next segue into energies? You talk about meditation being a utilization of one's energy to bring balance to oneself. How does that tie in with this month's full moon? And I know you're doing a meditation this evening. So the full moon brings about energy with which you can tap through meditation. Is that how the link is between meditation and the full moon?
Yes, by and large, it's like meditation. There are several purposes or functions to do meditation. Number one, if people just want to relax, just relaxation is that people could go to a full moon. They could relax. They could just meditate. And we have we've been doing since 1994 what we call a full moon meditation. The full moon meditation is just like picking a auspicious time or the peak energy of the month, which is actually the full moon. So we meditate as a group there, so people could experience the intensity of the full moon. It's just been happening for a long period of time, so I think there is some ancient wisdom into it meditate in the full moon. Every month we have a certain sign, of the month, like in your case, you are born as a Aries, a Cancer, so we meditate during the full moon on the month of Cancer or June. From June 20, I think, to July 21, we have actually the sign of Cancer. The full moon was actually today at 12:53 in the morning. So usually there are some people who will probably even meditate at the exact time, but by and large, within 1 to 2 days within the exact full moon, there is still intense energy that one could tap. We do meditate during the full moon as a part of service. The purpose of service is blessing the entire earth. That is the purpose of sometimes the full moon. And somehow when we do that, we also get energized. Since there's a lot of energy, there's a tremendous downpour of energy during the full moon. We've discussed this in previous talks in your radio program that we absorb the positive qualities of the certain sign. So you talked about Cancer. What are the positive qualities of Cancer? Number one, you may hear what are the positive signs of Cancer.
I think we're sensitive. Not so much that we're hurt easily, though we probably do have a soft heart like that. But sensitive, I've noticed in terms of perception, picking up things, noticing, being aware, innately aware. That's one thing. I'll throw that one out.
I don't know if that's
By and large, cancer is an emotional sign. So cancer is an emotional sign. So you feel, so it's basically emotions that are involved. Cancer is protective. By and large, cancer, maybe you could identify with this. Cancer seems to be, want to be in control like the mother. So the mother nature of cancer is to protect, and sometimes to protect the home or protect the family. So that's basically the nature of cancer. They are loyal. They are sensitive, like what you said. They are intuitive. Those are the positive qualities of cancer. And the
What was the last thing you said? What was the last thing you said?
Intuitive. Intuitive. The intuition,
intuitive.
The sensing is intuitive, yes. So,
okay, so that maybe that sensitive side.
Yes, yes, yes. And we mentioned this also. There are some countries who has the certain zodiac sign. And the zodiac sign of the United States is actually Cancer. We have our independence next week. So the United States is actually a zodiac sign of Cancer. That's why the United States is very giving. By the way, the Cancer are very generous. One of the generous signs that people can have is Cancer. That's why you see the United States is also very generous. And I've mentioned this to you during the tsunami problem. The first donations from this in Indonesia and other places were from the United States. So you realize any problems in the world, everything is being given by the United States, very motherly, very giving. Also, it's not only generous, another positive quality of cancer is actually to listen to other people. They have time and they have concern, like what you were saying, but the empathy part, they want, they could listen to other people and help them. Does it make sense? Does it make sense to you?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And I think those that know me would probably agree with a lot of what you said. And I guess, you know, sometimes perhaps even to a fault, you know, in terms of, you know, giving and wanting to do more. I have to be careful with that. So you're laughing, I think, because maybe
they were saying cancer is always there for friends, period.
Say that once more. It broke up on mine.
Cancer are always there for their friends, period.
Oh, period.
So you always want to listen to your friends. If a friend is in need, you will always dare to listen, always dare to assist. I would not be surprised that your program is in a certain way helping other people, helping your friends, and helping other people to make themselves better persons.
That's an interesting perspective. I never thought about it quite like that. Well, that's very helpful. So now, if someone's not a Cancer, can they utilize these qualities during this time period, or if they're not born in the sign of Cancer?
That's even better, because by and large, people have different strengths or different positive qualities. I don't have the strength of a Cancer of like the homebody. The strength or the quality of cancer that is emotional. So by and large, when I meditate, I will be able to absorb also the positive qualities of cancer.
Okay. So that's a good thing. So segueing into what you're doing this evening, is it this evening you have your service, your meditation service, Dr. Mendoza?
Yes. We have a full moon meditation. Usually we have it online. Last month we have over 500 people in different parts of the world, different countries that meditate with us. So that's why we're trying to prepare for that one. We usually have about 40 people meditating with us here in New Jersey. We connect with different places. Some people connect it with groups. So we have about close to 500 a month meditating at the same time. So there is energy in numbers also. When you meditate as a group, there's a synergy. So when you bless, you could use this meditation not only on a personal level to find relaxed. To find inner peace, to be calm, but also to bless out sometimes troubled spots of the world. It's been noted to do that. Years in the 1970s, you mentioned about the TM, so we have what we call the Maharishi effect. Maharishi Mahesh Yogi was the founder of TM, and at one time they did some studies wherein 7,000 people sort of meditated at the same time. I don't know the details of the study, but by and large, they were able to affect the crime rate. The crime rate went down. There were positive effects on the certain area where they're meditating. So they have called that the Maharishi effect. So by and large, we do meditate as a group tonight. 500 people or more are meditating and with the intention of doing something good.
All right. I love that, the strength in numbers. Before I wrap this segment and this interview up, a quick question. There is a significant greater power during the full moon. Is that correct?
Yes.
Energy.
Yes. It's known for astrology or astronomy, just the alignment for our purposes, just the alignment of the celestial planets or something like that. There is a certain time wherein during the full moon, the intensity of the energy is just strong.
So you're getting more bang for the buck, so to speak, for the time that you're doing the meditation. If it happens to be within that, two or three span before or after a full moon, you're getting more out of that meditative session?
Yes. It's
like using high octane versus regular?
Yes, yes. And at the same time, you could maximize the so people, when they meditate during the full moon, they could feel the energy. So that's one way for people to, when they do meditation, they could basically appreciate you also.
When you're meditating, or when we're meditating, I notice when we do the meditation, and listeners, I really encourage you to participate with this. You will be pleasantly pleased and surprised. You do a segment where you say, bless your family, bless your projects, bless your household. That's energy. You're bringing energy upon yourself. Of course, you also say, now bless the world with the excess energy, bless your neighborhoods beyond you. But just bringing it more personal, that energy through that meditation, we're able to bring positive energy upon our loved ones?
When you meditate, when a person meditates, there is a because of the goodwill or the intention of the person, there's just meditation is also energizing. So what happened when you meditate during the full moon, there's tremendous amount of energy passing through you, or you could feel it. So when you meditate, you have to bless out the excess energy. It's like balance in life. You inhale energy, you have to exhale. Night and day, there must be balance. So when you bless out the excess energy, why don't you use the positive approach wherein you bless your loved ones, you bless your homes, you bless your projects, So we're actually literally giving energy, positive energy, to this aspects or facets of our lives. So that's a good thing.
And it comes back to the intention piece. So when you're doing that meditation, you're mentally engaging with a suggestion. In other words, I want the project that I'm working on to be successful. Are you literally thinking those thoughts to bring about that energy? That's the only way.
Partly like that. Say if you want your project, say a certain project, like say for example your success in your radio program, and you want it to extend and affect more people. So you basically put energy into it. So your mental imagery is basically giving them, looking at people having a positive effect from your radio station, from the messages you give them. So you basically nothing. When I say energy is everything and energy is everything, anything that happens or anything that it materializes, that means there is energy put into it. A project that has not materialized, that means there's not probably enough energy to make it fulfill or complete the whole program. The energy into a project in the future, in the intermediate or long term, that's a good sign.
Okay. Dr. Mendoza, I know you have the meditation coming up this evening shortly. You have a new book out, which I am really looking forward to getting into more deeper. Your last book, Better Person Mindset, Be the Best You Can Be, 9 Things to Think and Act. Can you just give us the title of your new book and let us know where we can get our hands on it? And then what I'd like to do is in the weeks ahead, perhaps we can do a book review, and I'll put it out on my website and out on my newsletter as to where they could get it, and then maybe we can have our listeners go out and take a look.
The title of the new book is Spiritual Truths. So by and large, it's in the process already of printing. So I would tend to believe that it'll take about 6 weeks. Depending on the publisher. The spiritual truths, there are different ways to look at the spiritual truths. A simple way of doing, there are levels of spiritual truths. It is said that there's a certain point in the life of a person wherein one of the desire is to understand the spiritual truths, or in some form, like understanding deeper who is God, what is the purpose in my life. So a person will try to unveil the spiritual truth and go into deeper. The Lord Jesus mentioned about giving the teachings to the masses in parables while teaching the inner teachings to his apostles. So that's just one way to look at the different levels of truths, wherein if a person is ready for the spirit of the truth, a person will basically get that. So that's the essence of the book itself, the unveiling the different levels of truth, as truth is dynamic, not static.
Wow, that I can't wait, unveiling the different levels of truth. And that analogy that you gave with Lord Jesus and what he gave to his apostles versus the masses is just profound. So, okay, well, we're looking forward to that in the near future and in the weeks ahead. I'll ask you to keep us posted on the book and when we can get our hands on it. So I'm looking forward to that. Dr. Mendoza, thank you for taking the time out. I think I've pushed this envelope about as far as I can, because you're going to be running into your session there in Livingston, and I know they'll be waiting for you, so you can blame Daryl, but I'll be tuning in. I'm looking forward to this meditation, because this is a full moon of Cancer especially. Thank you so much to our listeners. We have been tuned in with Dr. Glenn Mendoza. Dr. Mendoza, I'm gonna reiterate,
you
know, how they can how can they tune into the meditation tonight? Would that be the website that you just
yes.
mentioned, the same one? ChronicHealingUSA.com.
.com. Yes.
Okay. That's how they can get information to tune in tonight. Okay.
Thanks,
well,
good night.
Thank you, Dr. Mendoza. I'm going to repeat it again. Thank you. Okay, so we've been listening to Dr. Glenn Mendoza, and he has a full moon meditation that's going to be starting shortly. I think he starts at 8 o'clock, and we're going to be shutting down in about 2 or 3 minutes. So you'll have an opportunity to join Dr. Mendoza online by going to www.chronichealingusa.com. That's www.chronic, PRANICHEALINGUSA.com. You'll go to that site and you may have to do a little searching, but good things don't come necessarily easy. But you'll search on that particular website, and you'll find where you can actually tune in. And if you have a challenge with that, drop me an email, and I'll reach back to you. Good things don't come easy. So I'm going to say I'll be online. If you want to drop me an email to Daryl, DARRYL_CLA18@msn.com. If you have a problem getting in, send me an email and I'll give you a direct link to the meditation. But I think this is something that anyone and everyone should consider experiencing when you're on that line and you're meditating for half an hour or an hour with 500 people of like minds that just want to give love, And in that giving, you're receiving. And it's not the reason you're giving. It's just an innate part of the process. And it's a beautiful thing. So speaking of beautiful things, I thank you all for tuning in to another edition of Progressive News Weekly. Happy birthday to me. And to all the others whose birthday was recent and today or tomorrow in the near future, all of you Cancerians out there, a shout out to you, all my folks around the country, a shout out especially to my hometown in Cleveland and surrounding areas. And with that said, I send you peace. I send you healing. I send you joy, unity, comfort, prosperity, and protection from all that is not good, that protection from all that is bad. May you be just blessed with the encapsulation of love and peace. And that's energy, folks. I just sent it. The question is, if someone gives you something, do you have to receive it? Well, that's a yes and a no, and part of perhaps another program in the future. So for that, I'm going to say until we meet again in the hopefully not too distant future, and we'll have another program that is sure, I believe, to encourage and inspire and empower and enlighten and hopefully move you to take some action. And so your deliverable is to take some time out, as one of my favorite tunes, Earth, Wind, and Fire, It's All About Love, states, take some time, check out your mind. It's all about love, yeah. So do that. And as I like to close with, tell someone you love them, or those, as I say, someones that you care about,
pick up the phone. They're on your mind. They're there. Let them know. No, I was just thinking about you. And I just wanted to say, I love you. You know, there was a song by Stevie Wonder. I just want to say, I love you. I just want to show how much I care. So that's your homework. Simple and sweet. For those of you in this Northeast where it's going to be blazing, check in on those who are elder or unable to take for themselves and care for themselves. They're talking about a major serious heat wave when you start getting in the hundreds with the with the humidity factor. That gets to be very dangerous. So I'm encouraging you to check on those who may be shut in these heat periods that we're going through. Enjoy your 4th of July. Until next week, just remember, it is all about love. Reach out. Tell somebody about Progressive News Weekly. And I'm playing one of my favorite tunes.
For true romance, beauty that's around you, yeah. You deserve just one more chance, my dear, my dear. Let the light shine all through your mind, fill your little heart aglow. Take the time, make up your mind, it's all.